بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد هدم الدين. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the best last final Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us Sahaba ikram who practiced upon the deen of Shariat, making it easy to follow and showing us how practical it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Qur'an-i-Kareem. If we follow Qur'an-i-Kareem, adhere to Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all our problems will be solved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite we are sinful, we are transgressing, and we are being disobedient to Him, Allah Rabbul Izzat, He is merciful. He is blessing us with grace when we don't actually deserve it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should make dua that He grants us beneficial rains. The dua for the rain is directed in that direction. That Allahumma as'aluka sayyiban nafiya. Ya Allah, bless us with beneficial rainfall. Not destructive, not destructive, not to ruin us, but to give us beneficial rainfall. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sun, the moon, the rain, the stars, the oceans and the rivers, everything goes by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the course of the week, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displays this, that everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A ring appeared around the sun, and half the Muslim ummah thinks there will be Qiyamah tomorrow. And some people say strange things. Oh, some pious person is going to die. Some pious person is going to be born. Or there is going to be terrible violence in South Africa. Or this is going to happen. Or that is going to happen. All these interpretations, respected elders, are mere conjectures. What we turn in Arabic as zan. And we should not place our iman on these interpretations. Most of these interpretations are baseless. As Muslims, our view and our interpretation must be the interpretation of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When there was any cosmic irregularity during the era of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there was any cosmic rarity, eclipse, etc., during the era of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he and the Sahaba immediately came to the masajid, made istighfar, made salat, not picked up the phone and made one interpretation. Not went around making interpretations, and all these things are masterminded by those who have got nothing else to do but make these false interpretations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Respected elders, every person, Muslim or non-Muslim, young and old, desires peace and security, desires tranquility, desires comfort of the heart and mind. He desires, and if he is a good Muslim, he will desire security of Iman, he will desire security of Islam before security of life and property. In the coming time during South Africa, presently everybody knows, and we cannot deny this, that we are going under political transition. But what is in store for us? Everybody is worried. What we should be worried about is, will our Iman be safe? Will our Islam be safe? Will our masajids be safe? Will our madaris be safe? will our darul be saved? Will our children be saved in the onslaught that is coming? What about the business? What about the factory? What about the firm? Respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with talent. And when and if, and we should make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect everything in entirety. But if anything happens to our firm or factory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given you the ability to come to that stage in financial potentiality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that ability to make it again. But when iman is lost, that is difficult. When Islam is going and gone, that is difficult to retain and to get back. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri Sahib, the author of Fatwa Rahimiya of Gujarat, has stated a 10-point formula focusing on the Muslims of all over the world, that if we adhere to them, that inshallah peace and tranquility can prevail. And remember, elders, respected brothers, remember this point very clearly, that conditions of our country or conditions of any country in the world does not depend on the majority. Conditions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings on the country, on the locality, on the community, on the province, on that state, does not depend wholly and solely on the majority or the ruling party. Then what it depends on? It depends on the actions, on the amal of the Muslims, irrespective of whether they are in the minority, like how we are in South Africa. If our amal are correct and valid, and in conformity to the Sharia, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adhering to sunnah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring good conditions for us, even we are in the minority. Mufti Sahib says, the first point is that we should make rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring our focus back onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Earn His pleasure. Obtain His pleasure. Do all those things to get His pleasure. This is the focal point of all the other points. This is the pivotal point. This is the point where all the other points rotate on. Then make rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by every means and by all means. In every affair, in every transaction, in behavior, in character, in personality, in dealing, in any function of ours, make rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make some effort towards Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. But neglectful Muslim is that he does not focus his attention on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is waiting for us, but we are being neglectful. Allah wants us, but we are being neglectful. Allah desires us, but we are making no effort towards Him. The hadith is famous that if we come a span towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes 10 span towards us. If we come walking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes running towards us. This is metaphorically speaking. When we go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rushes towards us. And the hadith goes on, it's a lengthy hadith al-Qudsi, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the eyes of the believer, becomes the hands of the believer, becomes the feet of the believer. When the Muslim, when the believer, when the mu'min, he behaves according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah becomes him in his actions. Respected elders, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states in a hadith that a person, he took his camel and he loaded it with the luggage, the provisions of the journey, and he proceeded. Respected elders, he proceeded in the hot desert. His camel, his luggage, and his provision, and he went there. In the heat of the desert, while traveling, he became exhausted, he became tired. He decided to rest. And he rested under a tree that he found. After a while, when he got up, he realized his camel is not there. His conveyance is gone. His luggage is gone. His provision is gone. Everything that he has got is gone. He's left alone in that desert. He's left alone in that heat. It is scorching heat. He is thirsty now, and he is worried, he is perturbed, he is completely confused now. What to do? He cannot proceed anywhere now, because he has got no conveyance, he's got no means of travel, he's got no provision, he's got no food, he's got no drink, nothing. He begins to run this way, he begins to run that way. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, searching for his camel, searching for his luggage, searching for his provision, searching for survival. And when he is exhausted, when he is fatigued, when he is tired, and his energy is sapped, and he has got nothing left, then he comes back to the tree, and now, out of tiredness, out of loss of hope, he is completely finished from all aspects. He retires, and he sleeps. He's got nothing to do now. And when he gets up, he's astonished and he's surprised. He sees his camel in front. He sees his provision laden. He sees everything intact. His water is there. His luggage is there. His conveyance is there. His means of survival is there. Everything is in front of him, respected elders. He loses complete control over himself. He loses complete control over his senses. He loses control to such an extent, he gets into the stage of ecstasy, and he addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He looks towards the sky and he says the wrong thing due to ecstasy. He says, looking towards the sky, he says, I am your Rabb and you are my servant. Instead of saying the other way around, that you are my Rabb and I am your servant, because of this delight and because of this excitement, because of the joy of seeing his conveyance, because of this, he loses control over himself. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that how happy is that person who finds his camel, who finds his conveyance, who finds his provision. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a Muslim, when he repents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happier than that person. So what are we waiting for? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us, he wants us to repent. He wants us to seek forgiveness. And there is no sin, respected elders, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us from, besides kufr and shirk. Respected elders, there is hukukullah and hukukul iman, that if we have oppressed someone, suppressed someone, taken someone's property and wealth, if you have done those things, return it before we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Clear the records before we have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give it back to the rightful owners before we have to come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek forgiveness. Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if a person has got so much sins that equal to the foams of the oceans in the world, and he seeks forgiveness, Allah, he is merciful, he will forgive us. People say, I'm so sinful, I will not be forgiven. You will be forgiven. We have to try. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith, which is the second point, that steadfastness on salah. Respected elders, a person must come for salah. Salah would jama, earn the reward, make the masjid abad, populate the masjid, and at the same time, he must stress that whilst he is away in the masjid making salah, the women folk are making salah. While he is away there making salat, the females in the house are making salat. Respected elders, the salat in the home is important. When the environment in the home changes, the environment in the community will change. When the environment in the home changes, the environment in the bazaar will change. When the environment in the home changes, then the Muslim man and woman will not walk naked in the street. Then there will be rectification of character, of dressing, of behavior in the bazaar. Today you do not know what is going by, Muslim or non-Muslim, naked and half-naked, semi-naked, and mother and daughter and son and father, everybody. And then, respected elders, how can the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come? How can the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come? Mufti Sahib quotes a hadith from Ahmad al-Tibrani. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, listen to this hadith, it is a strong and severe warning. It is a great admonition. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is an action of kufr. It is an action of kufr. An action of kufr. It is open oppression. It is open oppression. It is hypocrisy that when a person listens to the caller calling for salat and he does not respond to it. He listens to the azan and he does not respond to it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, and he's classifying that action, as an act of kufr, as an act of open oppression, as an act of hypocrisy, nifaq. Peer Hazrat Peer, Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi states, respected elders, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to punish a nation, and how? By sending fireballs from the sky to punish a nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that punishment, will make that punishment to go away, provided that nation comes back to salah, with jamaat, with regularity, with constancy. Why? Shaykh Abdul Qadir states why. That when a person is in salat, is in close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when in position of sijda, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you want to gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go into sijda. Why? In another hadith, meaning of which is that as if to say you are in the lap of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give generously, third point. To give generously meaning to Islamic causes. Earn well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the seasons for business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you barakah in your business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you blessings in your business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you jaiz, halal, risk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you the owners of wealth who give in the right places. One is being generous, but one is being generous in the wrong places. So a person must see where his wealth is going, where he's spending his wealth. Not in futile activities, not in vain, not in useless activities, but in those projects which are basically enjoining what is good, forbidding what is evil. In the madaris, in the darul ulooms, in positive Islamic things, in the masajid, use your wealth for the promotion and upliftment of Islam. Respected elders, and do not become like what Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi had narrated about one person, about one miser. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi wrote about one miser. He says that this person, some currency came into his head. So he began to address that currency. And he says, as if to say the currency can understand him. As if to say the currency understands. As if to say the currency comprehends. So personifying the currency and making a soliloquy to the currency, he says that you must be very tired. He said, you must have gone to many countries. You have traversed a lot. You have gone many miles. You have come after a long journey. You must be very tired. You must have went to many bazaars. You are very tired. You must have went to many shopkeepers. You are very tired. You must have went to many, many people's hands. You are very tired. You must have went to many shopkeepers' pockets, and etc. You are very tired. Do not worry. You come into my pocket. Now you will stay. Person must not think like that. He must know that the wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him is for the promotion of deen. Mufti Sahib goes on to say in 1 minute in brief that respect the ulama, accord them good status, and treat them well, and the home environment, make it Islamic so that the upbringing of children can be done properly and Islamically. Enjoy what is good, forbid what is evil, pay your zakat, give charity, avoid gossiping, backbiting and slandering. Do not falsely accuse anybody. These days this has become very common. That without, just by hearsay, oh, so and so is doing this, so and so is doing this. Have you got any proof? Did you see anything? No, so and so is saying it, and so and so. Everything is anonymous. Everything is anonymous, but propagation is fully fledged. Say it. Respected elders, avoid all these things. Avoid intermingling of sexes. Avoid all those things which are haram. Avoid eating haram, avoid going to the functions which are not in accordance with Islamic Sharia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice on Sharia. Alhamdulillah, there is a Faisal Jamaat here from Pakistan. We should make nusrat of the Jamaat, aid the Jamaat, aid the Jamaat by spending time with the Jamaat and going out to the Jamaat. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.